Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 16, Anime Episode 8. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 8?
Well, Episode 8 was titled, Who Will Win? Showdown between the true powers of the devil. And we are still dealing with the action on the street in front of the pet shop. This is the big culmination of the fight that's brewing from the last episode between Luffy and Buggy the Clown. And we are waiting to hear what the terrible backstory is between Buggy and Shanks that has caused Luffy such concern. And so we get a flashback that shows young Shanks and young Buggy when he was not a big pirate captain. They were just crew members of a pirate ship. And they were just kind of squabbling teenagers, basically. The crew found a bunch of treasure, and among the treasure was a devil's fruit. Buggy wanted to eat it, and he also got a treasure map. And so he was excited he was going to be this incredible pirate. But basically tricked everybody into thinking that they had seen him eat the devil's fruit, but he didn't really. He saved it for later. He was going to sell it, basically, and make a ton of money off of it. But then Luffy discovered him in like the lifeboat or wherever he was hiding, and surprised him, and Buggy actually accidentally stuffed the pineapple devil's fruit into his mouth to hide it, but then he accidentally swallowed it. And then he fell off the boat, and he was sinking, and he realized, oh, shoot, yeah, this is real, I can't swim. So, obviously, he lived. He now, you know, has these the separation powers of the devil's fruit. What is it? Bada Bada, I think? So then he and Luffy fight. Meanwhile, actually, Nami, Buggy sees her. She's made off with like two bags of his treasure, and so he is coming for her. He separates in half, basically, and his top half is floating through the air to catch her. But then all of a sudden, he just kind of crosses his eyes in agony, and we realize that Luffy has kicked his lower half, has kicked him in the groin. So Buggy's face doubles over in pain, and then he really gets mad, and he separates into all the different pieces, and they're all going to attack. When he reassembles, he's missing like the middle part. He's missing his body, so he's just a head, hands, and feet. And it turns out that Nami has captured the body part and has tied it up and has got a foot on it. So he's basically defeated then by Luffy, who does a new power, which sends Buggy flying out of sight. And then Zoro wakes up. Zoro's like, oh, okay, you took care of everything. We keep cutting to the townspeople. They're off in some other place, and they're like, oh, our mayor is defending our town by himself. We got to go, you know, help him. And so they all show up, and the mayor is unconscious, and, you know, he comes to, and they, you know, they're saying, oh, the pirates, they must have done it. And, you know, and Nami's like, phew, well, they're going to blame it on the pirates. And Luffy says, oh, I did it. And they're like, you, and they all chase Luffy and Nami out of town. But then the old mayor, he says, oh, no, I'm going to deal with them myself. It's my duty to deal with them. And so he takes off his weird armor and stomps out of town to the dock. And he sees, and there's a part where they get to the ships, Nami, Zoro, and Luffy, their little ships. And oops, the three pirates they'd stolen a ship from earlier there, that Nami had stolen a ship from. And they're all like, oh, we're going to get our revenge. But then they see that Zoro is with them and they totally freak out because, you know, they've already encountered Zoro and they don't want to mess with him. So then the two ships take off. The old mayor gets to the dock and instead of cursing them, he says, thank you, because he knows that they really did help him. And they sail off to their next adventure, squabbling because Luffy has given an entire bag of treasure to the mayor and the townspeople. And Nami is extremely upset that Luffy would do something so generous and foolish. And I think that takes us out to whatever new adventure awaits.
Who is Beast Tamer Moji?
This is Moji, the beast hunter, and he normally rides a giant lion with purple hair named Richie, but Richie's not doing so good. And our beast tamer wears a very funny, it looks like he's got a white beard that then just goes up into white hair that somehow he manages to sculpt into beast ears on top of his head. That's pretty impressive. And he wears a white fur vest as well. And his status in this episode, I believe he was... I think he was just knocked out a lot of the episode.
Who is... Chief of Staff, Kabaji, the acrobat.
This is Kabaji, the acrobat. He has very interesting hairstyle, green long hair with on one side with green stripes and shaved stripes on the other side. He wears no shirt. He wears a long black coat and a blue and white checkered vest, scarf that is extremely long. He has white pants that would look really good in the movie Saturday Night Fever, and tends to ride a unicycle. He was also knocked out in this episode.
Who is red-haired Shanks?
This is Shanks, specifically young Shanks, because we see this version of him in a flashback. He has red hair, a white shirt with black stripes, and he has his signature straw hat that we will later see on Luffy. And Shanks is, in this episode, he is a youthful pirate. He is just a starter member of the crew, but he has his customary youthful kind of joyful nature.
Who is Nami?
This is Nami. She has sort of reddish orange hair. She wears a white top with blue stripes and I think tan shorts. And she is a thief, and she really likes to steal treasure from pirates, which is what we see her doing in this still.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
This is Monkey D. Luffy, our hero. He has black hair. He has an interesting scar on his left cheek bone. Typically wears a red vest with no shirt and blue shorts. And he often wears the straw hat that he got from Shanks long ago. Luffy is in this episode fighting Buggy the Clown and succeeds.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
This is Buggy the Clown. In this episode, we saw him in two different time periods. This is him in the present time. He is a pirate king, a pirate captain, who is very dangerous. He is a master of devil's fruit. He has eaten a devil's fruit, the Bada Bada fruit. And so he is a separation. He has separation power. He's a separating man. And he can split himself into many different pieces that can fly around and cause trouble. He has a very clownish nose, which apparently is actually his nose, which he's very, very sensitive about. He has a big orange cape with white piping on the edges and a pirate hat. And he really likes to fight with knives that he holds between his fingers. So he has four knives held in each hand. And as I recall, a little knife that can come out of his boot, too. And Buggy is, in this episode, intent on killing Monkey D. Luffy. He is unsuccessful in his attempt.
Who is Choo Choo?
Who is Shoo Shoo?
This is the little dog that sits in front of the pet shop to guard it. I believe its name is Chow Chow. And it's a beat up little doggy. Has a band-aid and a bandage, a couple of bandages, and a lot of dirt and scuff marks because he's been through a lot in the last day. But he's very brave and extremely stubborn. And actually, when Monkey D. Luffy and Nami are trying to get away from all the townspeople, it is this little dog that actually stands between them and is so fierce that the townspeople dare not follow.
Who is the mayor?
Who is Mayor Lumberjack?
This is the old mayor of the town, who, through most of the episode, is unconscious, having been knocked into a wall for his own good by Monkey Luffy in the last episode. Throughout most of the episode, wears this very strange brown armor that he seems to have created for himself, as well as his yellow shirt and his very, very exciting and strange hairstyle. He's got white hair and wears eyeglasses. But later in the episode, when he comes to, he takes off all of his armor and pursues Monkey D. Luffy dressed in his normal shirt and shorts and sandals, which is a very comfortable look for a mayor. Oh, right, because his hair is kind of like a poodle.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
This is Roronoa Zoro. He spent most of this episode asleep. He has green hair. I'm assuming it's a dye job. Nice one. Comfortable white fighting shirt, black strap on his arm, and he typically wields three swords. He was unconscious for most of this episode because he's been fighting a lot and he got hurt quite a bit in the previous episode, so he needed some rest. But he seems to be recovering now.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode was primarily a continuation of the fight from the previous episode. So it was still set in the town street in front of the pet shop. But there was also a flashback to young Buggy the Clown's days as a intern level seaman on a pirate ship. So there was a setting there on that pirate ship, and a brief dunk into the ocean for Buggy, and then the final setting was the docks when our heroes sail away in their little ships, and the mayor waves goodbye to them.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, we got to see a new attack from Luffy, as I recall. I believe it was Gomu Gomu no Bazooka! It was basically a flinging of his rubber arms forward that struck Buggy and tossed him a mile into the air. We also saw the Bada Bada attacks from Buggy, where he separated himself into many pieces and tried to attack Nami. But he was unsuccessful because Nami actually tied up his body, the center part of his body, so that all that was left for him to reassemble was his head, hands, and feet. So he couldn't very well fight in that state. And I'm sure there were some other ones, but that's what I remember.
What was the special move for this episode?
Bada bada reintegrate.
Bada bada parts.
Bada bada pants.
Bada bada parts.
Bada bada parts.
Bada bada bitty bites.
Bada bada million parts.
Bada bada festivaru.
Bada bada festivaru.
Bada bada festivaru.
Gomu 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 no Bazooka.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I'm glad it's all worked out well so far for our crew. I'm also glad that they're finally getting out of this town because they've been here for several episodes now. And I'm looking forward to a new adventure.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude indeed our impressions and guide on anime episode 8. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!